Hi, Jonathan Butler. It is good to once again talk with you.
Well, it's good to talk to you again, Monica.
I hope you are doing well. I know are you on the road now? Or are you home for a minute?
I'm home for a minute. It's 4th of July tomorrow, so I'm actually playing golf with my friends and hanging out.
Good. I'm glad. I hope you're cooler than I am, because I am pretty hot where I am on the East Coast.
It's pretty hot where we are. Very hot where we are.
Okay. Well, I have to start by saying that I hear you have a new hobby that brings you a little bit of joy, and that's gardening, right?
Okay.
It's okay. I said I hear you have a new hobby, and that's gardening.
Gardening, planting, and just golfing. I'm taking up crochet, my friend. I'm here with my two friends, and they're being very funny right now.
They're picking at you.
You're gonna have one lifetime interview that you never had before.
Oh my goodness. Well, so why are you picking up all these hobbies at this time in your life?
It's because it's the right time. It's the right season and it's the right time.
Well, was Living My Dream, that was released on June 24th, was that born out of a place of peace in your life right about now?
You know, I wish I could actually say that. It was created in a time in my life when I was in so much transition and you know, just personal turmoil and just trying to navigate and trust the Lord and hope that, you know, all things will be made straight by Him, through Him, and in Him. And I'm a father, I'm a husband, and I'm not just an artist. So, you know, if a man cannot rule his home or take care of his home and take care of his family and live at peace and in peace, and if a man cannot, do all of these things, then it's tough, you know?
Right. I totally agree. And
I think the inspiration for this album is really my daughter Jody and my I call him my son from another father. These two kids really inspired me.
Wow, that...
And said, you know, we're going to keep you busy. and they surely did keep me busy.
So, what is the main difference, Jonathan, in writing Living My Dream versus all your other albums?
Well, this is, you know, I'm 52, I'm a granddad, life changes, new hobby, new passion, new inspirations, all of these things kind of really makes the man well-rounded, seasoned, winds may blow and storms may come, you know, you bend and you bend and you bend, but you don't break.
Exactly.
I've been doing this for a very long time, and I understand that God's will is more important than mine.
I love that. And I love how you always present, you know, you let God shine through you and your music each and every time you do a project, and I really admire that about you.
Well, thank you very much, you know, but I mean, you know, I have the pleasure of hanging out with Uncle Charlie Wilson, and, you know, it's amazing when I watch his show and hear him share his testimony, and I said to him, please keep doing that. People need to hear that.
Yes.
And, you know, we need to let people know that we're real, that we suffer, that we struggle, that we have demons, that we have issues. We are not just people to be just admired, but we should be people that should be treated with tender love and care as well.
Oh, that is true. Well, let's talk about the songs that comprise Living My Dream, because I personally love the entire CD. I simply love the project. And your first radio single and also the first song on the album is African Breeze. And yep. You wrote that many years ago, right?
Yes, I did. I wrote it many years ago.
And what made you decide to redo it?
You know what? Because I really loved the song back then. I loved that song back then. And I thought it was a worthy thing to to seek out in the archives of the Son of the Blood, the catalog. And it's just fun. It's mean. It's exciting, you know. And I love it. I just love the song.
Oh, yes. It is a beautiful way to, you know, when you put it in and you listen to it, it is a beautiful way to introduce, if you will, the CD.
Well, it's also my identity. You know, the whole record is about identity. It's also about storytelling. And it's also about, you know, the album is quite, I hope to, what I want to achieve is that the record has to be accessible to all genres, to all race, to all ages. And that, to me, is really what I want to accomplish with the album. And I think we did.
I think you did.
Heart and Soul is one of those songs that pop, R&B, very honest, sincere. It's an apologetic tune. And I think, you know, that's really what makes the album so great. It's stories about my family, it's stories about dying, stories about the kids. And it's also fun. You know, I get to enjoy it with my friends from George Duke and, you know, Mark Miller. I think it was great, you know?
Well, I'm giggling on the inside because when you talk about Heart and Soul, I was going to mention that I call that one of those Baby Forgive Me songs.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Hey, listen, Jonathan Butler makes mistakes, you know, and I think people need to understand, like I said, you know, artists, people with gifts and talent, and in between there's gray areas, and I get to write about it, and I get to put it out there. Thank God I don't need a therapist for that.
No, because you have it. Music is therapy for all of us who love it, and fortunately for you, you do get to write about it, and so that's even better for you.
Yeah.
You could be the therapist.
Very important. I think it's very important to be able to write about that. Absolutely.
Well, the title track, Living My Dream, it's so poignant on many levels and a song that every single person can relate to. I mean, yeah. It's personally my new theme song. You know, I always get these theme songs. Well, Living My Dream is now my current theme song.
Well, I'm very excited that this theme song. I was blessed yesterday to know that the album went to number one in the contemporary Billboard chart. So I'm so excited that it's a good season for me. It's a good year. It's, you know, and out of adversity, you know, you triumph, victory. You know, when you come out of the Bible says when I think it was Joseph who said, when he has tried me, I shall come forth as gold.
Yes, he did.
Once we are tried, we shall come forth as gold. And that's very important.
Oh, I love talking to you because I love when you reference scripture and when you reference things that are so familiar to me. I love it because not everybody can do that. So I really admire and I love talking to you, Jonathan, because I can relate so well. I love it.
I appreciate it, Monica. I really.
Now tell me how Be Still came to be.
Be Still is a song that is a George Duke scripture that he loved. It's a scripture that he told me that he loved. And we wrote that song in 20 minutes. And, you know, it was sheer joy to write that song with him. You know, sheer joy. And it's almost like a song called Song for Elizabeth, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because it was George's favorite scripture. Can you just hold on for one second?
I can.
Oh, no.
Yep, I'm here.
I just teed off, so now we can talk.
Okay, can I just tell you, Jonathan, the last time I talked to you, guess what you were doing? You were in a restaurant having lunch.
Well, you know, I'm one of the weirdest people to interview. Like, Ayla called me, like, are you available on Thursday to interview? I'm like, yeah, okay. I'm, you know, and what it is, my best friend in town is from New York, and we had the greatest time, and this is our first time playing golf, right?
Yeah.
This is our first time actually playing golf. And I'm kicking his butt. I think I'm not. I think I played a bad hole.
Well, it's okay. You look, you enjoy yourself, and we'll get this interview out in, look, in between your hitting the golf ball.
No, let me guess.
Now finish telling me about your, you know, how you finished and completed Be Still in such a quick time with George Duke.
You know something, and let me tell you that with George and I, it was truly magical, because he is, I consider and call him a friend. You know, he's a real brother, a friend of mine. He's a real inspiration, a real strength that I've, you know, we don't have a lot of those people in this industry anymore. People that are encouraging, people that is uplifting. No matter, you know, when I first came to the States and I was touring with Jazz Explosion and Will Downing and Michelle Pharrell and the late George Howard, you know, George was my inspiration. He made me believe that I can accomplish that, you know. He gave me a sense of confidence.
Right.
And so when I spent time with him, we drank some red wine and we talked about life and family. And then we ended up writing this song within 20 minutes. And
wow.
Part of the story, part of the conversation was that it was his favorite scripture. That was a scripture that he loved. And after George, that's the end of the story. It's called Be Still, you know. And I'm so grateful that he is on my record. Like Waymon Tisdale is on my record.
Right.
My life.
Mm-hmm.
Marcus Miller was there. But it was just incredible. Incredible spirit.
Yeah, I was just going to say that you collaborate with Marcus Miller on Be Still and Let There Be Light, which Elon Trautman also contributed to.
Yeah, I like that boy. I like that he's a young blood and he's excited to play and he's hungry, and I like that about him.
Yes, yes. Now, the melody on Song For You, I love it, and how it changes back and forth. You know, you go back and forth throughout the song, but it, I just love it.
Say it again, my darling.
I said the melody in A Song For You, and I love how it changes. I love that throughout the song, the melody kind of changes, you know, back and forth, back and forth.
Yes, yes. Well, you know, that's the one tune I got to do right. That's song that was by a friend of mine, you know, and I really, really do love that tune a lot. I love it a lot.
It has a little reggae to it. It has a little reggae and R&B old school feeling to it.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. And, you know, like I said, the record is very accessible. It's very, you know, and that's what I wanted. I wanted the album to be accessible and you know, and it really has accomplished all that for me.
Well, now you can describe for me, because I'm kind of much describing to you what the songs, what they feel like to me. You describe Contimbo for me, or you pronounce that for me.
Say it again?
Contimbo. Is that what it's called?
Contimbo.
Okay, now you describe that for me.
Yeah. Contimbo is a song that I was in Mozambique last year, and it inspired me. It really inspired me. Mozambique is one of the most prettiest. It's one of the most prettiest, most amazing places to visit, to eat, play, to eat, to live, and it's not so far from South Africa. And Katembe is a little village that it's on the Indian Ocean side. Where I want to buy a house for this fine day. So, and a buddy of mine, you know, I met the president's mother, I met the president's wife and their kids. So Katimbe is inspiration.
Oh, so that'll be your future home.
Yeah, I love Mozambique.
Well, I've fallen hard for your song Right to Remember, which you wrote with your daughter, Jody. How was that?
Yeah. Well, I mean, that child is very prolific. She's very talented. She's very gifted. And they came up with, like, some smoke alerts. I mean, it's almost risque, but to a healthy point.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
Um,
yeah.
I mean, and hearing her with you is just, you know, makes even more special.
Yeah, she feels. She's got her own thing, you know. She's got her own thing, and I love it. I love that she can write the way she does. She you know, she's not like, like we are not, the who are very, you know, just too aggressive and trying to get, you know, trying to get played.
Right.
I like that, and that's what I like about her. She's very, you know, even though I'm her dad, she doesn't, like, want to be, you know, she wants to establish herself as who she is.
Right.
As a composer, and I really appreciate that.
Yeah, that's...
so many people out there that just want to be, you know, in that space of, you know, too much opportunity, and, you know, and she is really, I must say, I love the child. I love her very much. Yeah.
Well, that's very honorable that you said that about her, and that she's trying to, she's doing it her way and doing her thing and trying to be who she is and not doing what everybody else is doing. And that's good.
Exactly.
Well, that following right along with the risqueness kind of sort of right to remember, you got All About Love, and that's kind of pulls at your heartstrings.
That is an amazing, beautiful song.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. You know, you're singing about your family and about love, and it is absolutely beautiful.
No, it's another favorite of mine on the album. So, you know, it's so well balanced. I mean, I just find it to be very well balanced. And, you know, to me, that's what a record has to have. You know?
Well, and then you ended it with Sweet Serenade, which just kind of brought it on home. You know, you kind of rounded it all off with Sweet Serenade, you know, displaying your guitar skills.
I don't think that he liked that. That was the first instrumental I wrote.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I love it. And then A Prayer. Oh, that's nothing short of... That's nothing short of soul stirring, Jonathan. Like every CD you get me with something that makes my tears come in my eyes, and that was every CD you do that to me, and Prayer did that. It's soul stirring.
Thank you for playing. It really
loved. Oh yeah, it's soul stirring.
One of my favorites.
We got a lot. You got a lot of favorites, Jonathan.
By the way, he's an Israeli Jewish young man who works with he's Babyface and Tony Braxton, keyboard player.
Oh, okay.
And he's an unbelievable talent. Unbelievable talent. So, and we wrote that at Soundcheck, one of my Soundchecks.
Really?
And it's one of my favorite songs.
Well, the last time we spoke, Jonathan, briefly, we talked about your foundation. That you created to fund music education programs in South Africa. So now you have plans to move the programs into Cape Town, where you're from in October, yeah. Right?
Yeah, I'm from Cape Town, and we're going to launch October.
Yeah. In Cape Town. And you're also planning a launch satellite in the U.S.
Absolutely. I think we would like to create the same room at the 7th Avenue Johnson after school programs here in LA or in the States, because I think it would be very healthy for kids to have an after school program that tickles their interest in life, you know, whatever that may be, art, music, whatever, you know, computer,
awesome.
Anything that has to do with music therapy, drug awareness, yeah.
That is awesome, Jonathan. Well, in closing, I want you to tell me, kind of sum up for me how living your dream has changed your life.
Well, I'm telling you, it's changed my life in such an amazing way, because I went to number one in iTunes and on Billboard yesterday, so I feel like I'm a 2-year-old granddad that's kicking butt. Watch out. I'm done yet. Somebody's butt. Kelly, I don't care who you are.
Jonathan,
you
know, I love it. You keep kicking butt, okay?
I don't take no prisons anymore. That's it. I'm living my dream. Y'all better watch out.
Well, as always, it is wonderful, wonderful talking to you. And actually, I will see you next weekend in Atlanta at Chastain for Sunset Jazz Fest.
Okay, baby. See you then.
I will be there. And you, now kick butt on that golf course. Why don't you?
I'm trying.
Well, I'll talk to you. I will talk to you in a week.
Yeah. Okay, baby.
Have a good one. Bye.
Bye.